We are in Simen Tov Kuf Tes Vav. We're up to Sif Tes, and that's what we're going to be doing. Yisrael Sheshigir Doran Lechaver Al Yedei Eni Yehudi Me'erev Yantif. One Jew sends another Jew a present by way of a non-Jew. He'd send it before Yantif. V'nis'akev Eni Yehudi Ve'evim B'Yantif. And the non-Jew got delayed, and he brought him on Yantif. Michutz L'Tchum, from outside the Tchum. Mutter Afilo L'mi Shehuva B'Shvilo L'Yachlam. Even the person that it was brought for is allowed to eat them. Why is that? Because you asked him to do it beforehand. He did it of his own, but it's not the kind of case where we're afraid that you're going to be able to, that next time you're going to ask him to do it for you, because he only did this b'shlichus, another Yisrael. He's not into bringing you presents. But since it came from Michutz L'Tchum, Avalosa L'Chol Yisrael L'Taltalam, Chutz L'Dal Ramis, you're not allowed to carry it outside of four amis, or outside the house, if it got into a house. O chutz li'ir amu kefes chomo, or outside the city that has a wall around it. O chutz le'mifzar shiyadua shukav chomo ledira, we said, or a fortified place that was not really made for dwelling, but they ended up building a wall around it for the sake of living there. And we've spoken out many times, the same is for a city that has Erevin. The Tzuris HaPesachs become like a wall. So there, you're allowed to carry it within. It gets the halachas of something that left ba'onis. The food had no choice in the matter, and therefore you're allowed to move it within any confined area. Now, if you know that he's going to bring it on Yontif, when the first Jew sent it to the second one, and the non-Jew said, oh, I'll bring it to him on Yontif, then it's going to be also l'mishe huva b'shvilo, the one it was made for, till b'chdei she'yaseh, because there you asked him, you were over on the isra of Amir l'nachri. Also, if this is the kind of thing that could have been gotten b'mechuber, that he could have pulled off a tree, we're choshish that he switched it, that he took yours and he switched it for another one, and that it may actually be mukta. Hagav v'davka sheyadato me esmal. The Ramos says it has to be that the recipient knew that he was expecting something on Yontif. The less be yisur mukta. Aval lo yadato me esmal. What happens if the recipient didn't know from before Yontif? Aval gav the less be yisur tchumin also mishum mukta. Then it'll be mukta. The chol shol yitzrol tzarech achanim ebod yom. This did not belong to the non-Jew. This belonged to one Jew and was sent to another, so it has to have hachana. The fact that the recipient didn't know would mean that it wasn't muchan. V'afilu l'mi shelo huva b'shvilo osur, it'll be muktzah, it'll be osur for everybody. Now the Mishnah Brura says that there are makilim that say that as long as the sender knew about it, the halach is that it's not muktzah. And l'maisa, that would mean that what happens if it was outside the tchum of the sender at the time of Yontif, it would not be possible. There are mekilim even in that, and the Mishnah Brura relies on it b'shas adchak. Further, says the Ramah, v'afilo mishelo huva b'shvilo aser, in a case where it'll be muktza, so it's going to be aser for everybody, not only the person that was sent for. This is not midin exeris amira. This is not midin the Isser of Shabbos. It's simply Muktzah, and Muktzah is also to everybody.